NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We are playing this week with Dulce Sloan, Boz Jobrani, and Helen Hong. And here again is your host, joining us now by mail-in hosting, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill reveals his favorite quadrilateral is the rhymbus. It's our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Dulce, with a raging pandemic and the tension of a presidential election, more and more people are turning to what substance to help them cope?
Alcohol.
No, not alcohol.
Can I have a hint?
Yes, it's not shaken or stirred, more salted or unsalted.
Butter.
Yes, butter. Land O'Lakes Dairy Company is reporting record sales in butter in 2020. 300 million pounds, 299 million of those pounds. Of course, people stress ate since Tuesday. And the butter boom, as expected, has naturally led to butt booms.
I contributed to this butter craze because, before the last month, I claimed to be non-dairy.
You claimed that. You now claimed
just,
that.
Now I'm just eating sticks of butter.
That's exactly right. The huge increase.
I'm just licking whole sticks of butter to comfort myself during this anxiety-riddled time.
I don't use butter that often. I usually use more oil when I cook. But I was making something today, and I realized that, you know how Land O'Lakes, they took the Native American woman off
the
packaging?
They did. The maiden is no longer.
The butter that I have has her on there. So I'm like, should I keep this? Listen, this is going to be my children's inheritance. They're going to get on Antique Roadshow and be like, listen, we have racist paraphernalia, and they're going to give my kids $12 million.
Helen, a county official in Wisconsin, has apologized after using what to promote a new weatherization assistance program?
Weatherization assistance. So is this weather related?
No.
Can you give me a hint?
I kind of did when I said weatherization assistance program.
Weatherization
assistance program. Weather assistance program.
Oh, a WAP?
Yes. He used the song and video WAP, or WAP, to promote this program.
Wow.
Now, that, of course, is the song by Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. That's, of course, the very explicit song and even more explicit video that has scandalized everybody my age. Milwaukee County Supervisor and Certified Freak, 7 days a week, Ryan the Clancy, used the song to promote the Weatherization Assistance Program. It's meant to help Wisconsinites seal up their homes to maximize energy efficiency, which is weird because if you listen carefully, the song is not at all about covering up holes.
Did he know? Did he know when he was using the song what WAP actually stands for?
I think even the most dense of us, and by which I mean me, figure out what WAP stands for. I think in the first 10 seconds of the song, he has apologized. He says he realizes now it was inappropriate, but it does give you a good answer when your mom asks you what WAP stands for.
I remember the first time I heard that song, I was like, I love Megan Thee Stallion. I love Cardi B, but I was listening going, I'm not old enough to listen to this song.
I was too old to listen to it. I instantly I became John Lithgow in the movie Footloose. I was like, this sin is corrupting our youth.